The angel of the Lord said to Zechariah, "Do not be afraid, for your prayer has been heard.
May this burning flame remind us that God hears our prayers.
May this burning flame give us joy and gladness as we prepare for Jesus' birth." You can go back to your seats, children.
Our scripture this morning is from Luke 1, 5 to 25. When Herod was king of Judea, there was a priest by the name of Zechariah from the priestly group of Abijah. His wife Elizabeth was from the family of Aaron. Both of them were good people and pleased the Lord God by obeying all that he had commanded. But they did not have children. Elizabeth could not have any, and both Zechariah and Elizabeth were already old. One day, Zechariah's group of priests were on duty, and he was serving God as a priest. According to the custom of the priests, he had been chosen to go into the Lord's temple that day and to burn incense, while the people stood outside praying. All at once, an angel from the Lord appeared to Zechariah at the right side of the altar. Zechariah was confused and afraid when he saw the angel, but the angel told him,
"Don't be afraid, Zechariah. God has heard your prayers. Your wife Elizabeth will have a son, and you must name him John. His birth will make you very happy, and many people will be glad. Your son will be a great servant of the Lord. He must never drink wine or beer, and the power of the Holy Spirit will be with him from the time he is born. John will lead many people in Israel to turn back to the Lord their God. He will go ahead of the Lord with the same power and spirit that Elijah had. And because of John, parents will be more thoughtful of their children. And people who now disobey God will begin to think as they ought to. This is how John will get people ready for the Lord."
"How will I know this is going to happen? My wife and I are very old."
"I am Gabriel, God's servant, and I was sent to tell you this good news. You have not believed what I have said. So, you will not be able to say a thing until all this happens. But I assure you, everything will take place when it is supposed to."
The crowd was waiting for Zechariah and kept wondering why he was staying in the temple so long. When he did come out, he could not speak, and they knew he had seen a vision. He motioned to them with his hands, but did not say a thing. When Zechariah's time of service in the temple was over, he went home. Soon after this, his wife was expecting a baby, and for 5 months she did not leave the house. She said to herself,
"What the Lord has done for me will keep people from looking down on me."
Zach introduced this song to us. Anybody can pay attention? There's two C's, two W's, two L's.
Thank you. Good morning. When I first heard the idea of looking at the four biblical characters in the Christmas story that were visited by angels, I thought of something that I wrote years ago that you may recall me sharing with you. It went like this. Angels were important at that first advent, bringing messages from God wherever they went. Elderly Zechariah, faithful at prayer, was told something absurd. Your prayers have been heard. A young girl, Mary, planning for her wedding, was told you are special and you'll get pregnant without a bedding. To a troubled Joseph on a sleepless night, God's message was simple. I'm at work. Things will be all right. The shepherds in the fields, protecting their ewes, eventually welcomed the message. Finally, some good news. So, no matter your age or what you are doing, pay attention to the angels and the message they are bringing. God's message is consistent. Don't be afraid. Life is going to be different, but don't be dismayed. Not only should you listen to the angels around you, but apply for the job. The benefits may astound you. Who are the people at this time of year who need to hear God's message? I'm at work. Do not fear. The words "do not fear" or "don't be afraid" seem as needed today as they were over 2,000 years ago. This morning, we are focusing on elderly Zechariah. When you think of the characters in the Christmas story, does Zechariah come to your mind? He doesn't usually come to mind. I may think of Zechariah's wife, Elizabeth, or more likely, their son, John the Baptist, mainly because of songs like, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Prepare ye the way of the Lord." Or, "Prepare the way of the Lord, prepare the way of the Lord, that all people may see the salvation of our God." But of Zechariah himself, I may remember that he was told by an angel that his elderly wife would have a baby, and when he questioned this, he could no longer speak. Imagine if you or I were struck mute for a time. When we question God's message to us, how different our world might be. To help us look at Zechariah's visit by an angel, I decided to imagine how he might have described his experience to his wife Elizabeth after he could speak again. As you listen, I invite you to compare your own experiences with prayer with Zechariah's. Good morning, and thank you for inviting me to share what my husband Zechariah told me about his amazing experience with an angel. First, let me tell you a little about us. We were Jews living in under the oppression of the Roman Empire when Herod was the puppet king of Judea. Our people had been praying for generations for a Messiah to deliver us from the oppression of our enemies. My husband Zechariah was a priest, a hereditary position. My father was also a priest. It was the norm for women born into priestly families to marry priests. Zechariah and I were doing our best to do what was right, to love God and carefully follow God's commandments. A big disappointment in our lives was that we did not have any children. Because we were both elderly now, we'd even stopped praying for them. Since children were considered a blessing from God, and I did not have any children, some people looked down on me That was painful to live with. But now to Zachariah's visit from an angel. It happened this one time when Zachariah left our home in the hill country near Jerusalem to spend a week serving at the temple in Jerusalem, something his ancestral division of priests did twice a year. This week was different than any other, as he won the lottery. That's right, there was a lottery to determine which of the many duties of the priests which of the many duties each priest would carry out. One was chosen from the hundreds of available priests each day to go into the temple to offer the incense offering on the altar. The incense was made up of a fragrant blend of spices prescribed in the law of Moses. The smoke of the incense rising to heaven symbolized the prayers of the people gathered for prayer in the outer court. Zachariah told me that it was after lighting the incense as he was praying when he sensed he was not alone. He opened his eyes and saw an angel. He was scared out of his wits. He knew from Hebrew scriptures that the appearance of heavenly beings could bring bad news as well as good news, and usually demanded a response by word or action. The angel said, "Don't be afraid, Zachariah." While Zachariah was wondering what was coming next, the angel went on to say, "Your prayers have been heard." Zachariah wondered, was God finally sending the Messiah? Then the angel shocked him by saying, "He and I would have a son. We were to name our baby John." The angel told him that our child would bring much joy to us and others, as he would be filled with the Holy Spirit, be a great servant of the Lord, lead many people back to God, preparing them for the arrival of the Lord. Zachariah said he was so overwhelmed, all he could think about was, how was it possible for all this to happen, since he and I were so old? And so he asked, how can I be sure of this? The angel was not impressed and said, I am Gabriel, sent from God to tell you this good news. And then, because Zachariah hadn't automatically believed him, Gabriel told Zachariah he would not be able to speak until our child was born. Zachariah said that he had wanted to argue with Gabriel, but he couldn't because his voice had left him. Now, it was the custom for the priest to come out of the temple as soon as he was finished lighting the incense and praying. Zachariah didn't say how long this conversation with the angel took. Others told him the delay had started to make the crowd nervous. When he finally came out, he gestured that he couldn't speak and he couldn't give the usual blessing. From the look on his face, the people guessed he had seen the vision. When the week of his service was up, he came home, and before long, I realized I was pregnant. I could hardly believe it. My prayers had been answered. I said to myself, what the Lord has done for me will keep people from looking down on me now. And then there was the long, quiet wait for our child to be born. Zachariah told me that his speechlessness initially felt like a cruel and unusual punishment. Eventually, he experienced it as a gift. It changed his life. Since he couldn't speak, he spent much more time in prayer. For example, he prayed the Psalms. Psalm 46:10 was especially meaningful. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Zachariah said, He learned to listen more carefully to people. He noticed God working in people's lives in ways he had never noticed before. When our baby was finally born, everyone was happy for us. On the eighth day after his birth, we brought him to the temple for naming and circumcision. When the priest asked what his name was, I said John, as Zechariah had written me a note saying that the angel had said his name should be John. Since it was normal for babies to be named after family members, and we had no relatives named John, Zechariah was asked to confirm this. He wrote on the tablet they gave him, "His name is John." And immediately, Zechariah could speak again. He burst forth in praise to God, quoting from the Psalms and the prophets about God's faithfulness, God's salvation, and God's peace. For the rest of Zechariah's life, he kept sharing the angel's message, "Don't be afraid. Your prayers have been heard." Thank you for listening to his story. Did you identify with any of the prayer experiences of Zechariah? For example, have you ever been tempted to give up a prayer because you didn't get the answer you were looking for in the time frame you wanted? Have you ever been visited by an angel or sensed God speaking to you while you were praying? Have you ever heard the words, "Don't be afraid, your prayers have been heard"? Have you ever had a life-changing experience from a forced or chosen long time of silence? How do you respond when your prayers are answered? These are some of the things we can discuss in worship response time. In closing, I'll leave you with Philippians 4:6, a scripture that God frequently brings to my mind when I'm feeling overwhelmed with fears or worries and wonder if God is hearing my prayers. "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank God for all God has done. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank God for all God has done. And the peace of God, far beyond what we can understand, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus." My prayer is that we, like Zechariah, will both hear and experience, as well as share God's message this Advent: "Do not be afraid. Your prayers have been heard. Thanks be to God."
Continuing on the theme of God hears our prayer, we're going to sing, "Lord, listen to your children." We're going to make it an affirmation. It's going to be, "Lord, you listen." Spirit in this place.
I invite you to bow with me for a prayer of confession. O Lord, we confess that we don't always believe that you answer prayer. Often we trade prayer for the pursuit of control and certainty. Forgive us, we pray. Help us in our unbelief and turn our hearts to you in faith. Amen. For our hymn of assurance, I invite you to join together in singing hymn number 596, Don't Be Afraid, and I think we'll just sing it through twice.